This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a sad search for the bodies of six construction workers believed to be dead now after that bridge collapse in Baltimore yesterday. The AP's Donna Warder.
The search continues this morning for six workers with a construction crew who are presumed dead after a cargo ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsing the structure. Colonel Roland Butler with the Maryland State Police says conditions overnight were too dangerous for searchers.
The last thing we want to do is put divers in the water with changing currents, low temperatures, very poor visibility, and so much metal and other unknown objects in the water.
The six people who went into the water were part of a construction crew repairing potholes on the bridge. I'm Donna Warder.
Joe Diesel is a retired welder who lives near the port of Baltimore.
The beltway is going to be down for 4 years, but the main thing they got to do right now is get that shipping channel open, because you're going to punish Baltimore. The cruise liners, Caterpillar heavy equipment, Mercedes-Benz, our coal export, everybody. So it'll be diverted to Philly or New York.
Israel says rockets were fired from Lebanon toward northern Israel this morning. Hezbollah says they were in response to an Israeli airstrike on a paramedic center linked to a Lebanese Sunni Muslim group in Lebanon that killed seven of its members overnight. In Japan, two people have died. More than 100 others have gotten sick. Now health supplement products believed to have caused that have been ordered taken off store shelves. The products are from Kobayashi Pharmaceutical Company. They're billed as helping to lower cholesterol. Now some good news. Somebody won the $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot last night. The winning ticket sold in New Jersey. This is AP News. A lawyer for rapper Sean Diddy Combs is slamming the search of his properties in Miami and Los Angeles as a gross use of military-level force, to use the lawyer's words. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
The public statement is the first from the music mogul's team since his properties were raided Monday as part of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation against Combs. The criminal investigation is a major escalation in the scrutiny of the hugely influential hip-hop producer and executive. Combs has been the defendant in several sexual abuse lawsuits in recent months. Neither Combs or any of his family members were arrested during the searches, and their travel has not been restricted. The statement says that Combs is innocent and will continue to fight to clear his name. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Krispy Kreme and McDonald's are rolling out plans to offer Krispy Kreme products at McDonald's locations across the United States. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.